had you on the show a couple of times years ago. This is probably my last show tonight. We got some fresh blood coming in to take over. Some of the old bodies will still be there. I don't think it'll change too much. In fact, I think you'll recognize everyone, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I may be back for a visit here or there. Anyway, thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike, on what may be your farewell show.
I can't think of a better way to go out. Okay, to go out, I'm going to play a track from an album I just discovered, a band I just discovered, called This Celestial Engine. And we're going to hear a track called Any the Wiser.
Because that hurts, man. Los Cheles.
Wait. So you actually got a sunburn?
I got a sunburn on my
face. For the first time?
For the first time ever.
Ooh.
It is a very humbling experience, I'll tell you that much.
It sucks that you got it on your face, but just imagine getting it all on your back when you're trying to put on shirt. It's not
fun. You can't sleep, right?
No, you can't sleep. It's itchy after, too.
Are you with your eyeballs?
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing.
That's a thing, guys. I learned the hard way.
And you can get a sunburn on your eyeballs. Then we went. We come back. All good. Mm-hmm. And what do we go to this weekend?
Don't Omar. That was not planned, by the way.
That is a little timid of what we experienced, because that was the last little singing
little
part of guests, the exclamation to an incredible concierto.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that in this first little segment. We don't want to kill too much of that, but yes, it was amazing.
You know, I will say this one thing, though, made me laugh.
Mm.
We come back, I put my little edit up, put it on Instagram. If you want to see highlights, go, hey, Marcela J.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the gym, Las Chelitas are like, who was it that you saw? Oh, Don Omar. And then, of course, they're like, oh, yeah, we recognize the last song.
That, of course.
Danza Cultura.
Danza Cultura, yeah. Yeah.
And the next thing is like, man, he's hot. Hey, what is he? It's like, he's Latino. What?
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican. But they're like, he's so hot. Oh, my God.
No, what we should have said was, you know what? You'll all find out on the next Did You Know.
This is true. But yeah, we're going to recap what we saw, what we got to witness, how Don Omar was out in Toronto. We're going to talk about another thing that we're going to see this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you a little bit of what we think might happen, what our expectations are, and maybe tell you a little bit of disappointment we've already received.
Yeah.
So keep it locked here at Rompe Radio on CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl Marcela J alongside Sanchez.
Espera, trae condones, tan en la guantera. Por mi fumón, yo te meto Sin ti me siento frenético. A ti te gusta lo explícito. Chingamos la habla o asiático.
Que se repita aquella noche, noche, casi una luna en el porche. Los vídeos pintan a no reconoce. Yo sé que te gusta mi corte. Solo quiero que repita aquella noche, noche, casi una luna en el porche. Los vídeos pintan a no reconoce. Yo sé que te gusta mi corte. Sigue recordando el malo, que te sacaba lo malo. Y aunque lo nuestro haga daño, entonces, baby, dime si yo paso a recogerte. Escuchando Felcho que mandó una moña verde. Mi capsula me desabrochó la herme. Se lo puso en la boca en el highway.
Le gustan los gantes finos. Pero de su noviecito yo soy el dolor de muela. Fresas con chocolate con esa copa de vino. Yo no la patrocino, pero le quito la tela.
De tu cuerpo soy fanático. Sin ti me siento frenético. A ti te gusta lo explícito. Chingamos bola o flow acético.
Hagamos que se repita aquella noche, noche. Capsuleando en el porche. Lo digo quien te nada no reconoce. Yo sé que te gusta mi corte. Solo quiero que repitamos esa noche, noche. Capsuleando en el porche. Y no quien te mueve no reconoce. Yo sé que te gusta mi corte.
Trippy, abusando como yeah, siempre. Dímelo, Zephyr. Senti, con cajota.
Ella sabe que estoy esperando la, 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 la. A punto de llegar, dijo hola, ¿qué tal? Abre que voy a entrar. Che, 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 llamé. Sé que si voy y te pruebo, de todo me olvidé. Dicen que eres mala, pa' mí no te conocen. Contigo yo muteo las voces. Tú eres cara y yo gato los thousand. La más buscada en mi browser. Si te vas conmigo, pues hacemos un all-nighter. Tú mismo se ghostwriter. Saco lo de mí sin reminder. Un besito más y me quedo sin aire.
Se pone bien chulita y también peligrosa. Ey, tú solo quieres pasar la cara.
calle pa' que te vean en todas las redes. La bebecita está dañada y se quiere soltar por un par de billetes. Ey.
Te voy a comer en tete.
Me dice que tú quieres ser nasty. Mami, eso suena fantástico. Quítate los panties, una chingadera. Yo te doy green card pa' que puedas cruzar la frontera.
Siéntate en este bicho. Yo, 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 yo.
Ya está dejado, ya paró de amar. Tiene un flow gangster y un animal. Ey. Esta gata una adicta a la fama. La conocen ahí por Instagram. Y le gusta pelear con la rama. No quiere que vengas a salvarla. Solo para hacerse famosa. Se pone bien chulita y también peligrosa. Ey, tú solo quieres pasar
la calle porque te ven los dolores. Tú solo quieres pasar la calle.
Esta gata una...
Qué casualidad que los dos están pa' mí. Dicen que soy mala. Dejémoslo ahí. Quieres algo diferente. Lo esperas de mí. La ropa y corazones. Yo te lo advertí.
Un ángel caído del cielo. Pero con manos de fuego. Y no es que yo le tenga miedo. Contigo yo me envuelvo, mami. De segunda mesa no quiero hacer plato. Él te calienta y tú fría y helado. Soy quien te prende y por eso ni trato. Pa' que te mate te envío un retrato. Me tienes como un feeling prendido. Mujeres como tú no confío. Pero si me buscas me encuentro aunque esté perdido. Yo sé que tú eres la mala. Pues ven, ponte mala pa' mí. Baby, yo sé que no te falta nada. Pero tú me haces falta a mí. Yo sé que tú eres la mala. Pues ven, ponte mala pa' mí. Baby, yo sé que no te falta nada. Pero tú me haces falta a mí.
Qué casualidad que los dos están pa' mí. Dicen que soy mala, mi amor, se la vi.
Sicaria, baby, me tiro al fuego por ti. Contra todos por ti.
Opciones me sobran.
No sabemos cómo termina la historia. No te acuso ni aunque estés errónea. Cuando estás conmigo te sientes en la gloria. Juegas con fuego y te vas a quemar. No importa, aunque lo quieras ocultar. Te va a doler a quien quieres engañar. Cuando llegue la noche, tú eres mala. Te pones el disfraz y tú sales a cazar, mamá. Sé que tienes tus trucos para ganar. Cero sentimiento, no importa nada. No me puedo enamorar de ti. Seré un hijo de puta como tú para ser.
Y te al duro. Si cuando no ve, ahorita y te da. Sé que soy tóxica, pero papi, eso no tiene cura. Si no quieres verlo, dame oscura. Si no quieres presión, la hacemos escondido. No me dejen visto, no me hagas el lío. Sabes que la última vez que te vi fue en trío. Quiero tenerte. Papi, dame castigo. No te la saqué, pero casi lo consigo. El sábado en el club, pa' ti los domingos. Me retiro. Y es que no es justo que no estés pa' mí. Si soy la más dura, caí en el party. Quiero duro yo.
Papi, dame más duro.
Papi, absurdo. Que si quiero castigo, tú no me contestes y te hagas el duro. Si cuando nos vemos. Soy tóxica, pero papi, eso no tiene cura. Si no quieres verlo, dame oscura.
Papi, ¿qué pasa? Siento que falta algo en la casa. Y me acuerdo toda esa noche que raza. Oscuro, ahora no te haga el duro. Si dije yo, y hasta la muerte, eso es mío. Soy mala, eso no es culpa mía. Todos tus besos me dejaron fría. Aunque dice que ya no está pa' mí. Dame más duro, papi.
Papi, absurdo. Que si quiero castigo, tú no me contestes y te hagas el duro. Sé cuando nos vemos. Sé que soy tóxica, pero papi, eso no tiene cura. Si no quieres verlo, dame oscura.
No sirve y pues lo puso en venta. Lo que me cuentan es que ya no inventa. Te amarró a los sentimientos, pero anda suelta. Y a mí me gusta más así.
Desata.
No te agarres a los sentimientos, mejor agárrate a andar porque vamos a mojar asiento. El que se ponga en medio de nosotros, le mando que lo busquen o yo mismo lo re.
Pusieron los cuernos y la volvieron diablita. Él le robó los sueños y ahora ya es su pesadilla. Yo soy el que le puso a escuchar y Simón y Baby sabe. Que si quiero me engancho dos AP, pero no le importa toda esa mierda material. Ella se mantiene sola desde que tenía 18 si se da.
Anda de sacar carro de su papá y tú no te imaginas de lo que soy capaz. Cuando está perreando me le pego por detrás. Anda a revelar lo que siente por mí. Dice que es de verdad, pero no quiere compromiso. A nadie le debe nada. En tus ojos se ve la maldad. En venirse no se va a tardar. No te dejes llevar por la edad. Vale más la mentalidad. Se rumora que un... Angelical, pero es una demoníaca. Y cuando va a salir la liga mata. Ella el instinto de fiera lo saca. Cuando se arrebata, desata.
Hey, yo! hit me up with some hot topics, baby.
That's right. Fresh off the plate, we are talking about hot topics, and nothing is more fuego, fuego, fuego than Don Omar this last weekend.
Ooh, okay. So Don Omar was in Toronto on Friday, and then he was in Montreal on Sunday. So we were blessed enough to be able to go see him in Toronto on Friday. Y ese show, ooh, fuego, fuego, fuego.
Qué chimba, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, well, primero, he looks good. He's thin.
Yeah, él se ve como se ha ido al gym. Like, he looks like he's been doing his cardio and all that stuff. Yeah, so first things first. Yeah, he looked amazing. His outfits actually were pretty dope.
Yeah, they were really
fire. I like the two jackets that he had with the fur,
with
the red one and the black.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fire. That was fire. Although I will say, yo hubiera estado sudando if I was him, because that was a lot of leather he was rocking.
And there was a lot of fire being tossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those pyros were intense. I'm like,
yeah. So I don't know if he was wearing like dry fit under there or what.
So, pros.
Mm-hmm.
El concierto was like almost 2 hours. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
It was shy of 2 hours straight. Mm-hmm. Straight. So pro on that one. Pyros, pro.
Mm-hmm.
Him, pro. The classics, oh, of course you had to come in on dale, dale,
yeah.
Like that. The turning, so he comes out in the skull and the turning.
Yeah.
All of that was on point. Cons. I didn't like the pauses in between songs.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Where,
so, obviously if you weren't there. In between a song, like, he would let the song play out and then it would all go black and then it was like silent.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, I'm like, it should have been more transition where it gave him time to change and come back. I'm like, you're changing coats, buddy. You couldn't have just done that in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We were sitting on the sides. So mm-hmm. we had good seats in regards to like being able to see him and whatnot.
Right.
Pero all I was thinking, que pensé yo, was la gente que pagó for first row. So he has, like, he has a little catwalk box,
yeah, like a
right?
catwalk, kind of like the
box.
Stage extends up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you were paying for front row on the sides, you never got to really see him because he did not walk on that stage. And I will say, as an entertainer, didn't like that. He only stayed in his little box at the center.
And that's the one thing they always say. If you're an entertainer, you need to learn how to work your space.
Yeah.
I know that as a dancer, and I know as a singer, rapper, whatever, they've always been taught, like, use your stage. Even if you don't have dancers, use your stage.
Yeah, and he did have dancers. He did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing I thought, I'm like, because I saw the ticket prices when we were initially buying, and mm-hmm. I'm like, man, those people paid the same prices as the people that got to see him up front.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like that as well. In regards to song list, loved it. He played every single one that I wanted to hear. So I don't know if you saw in the crowd, someone was like, Oye Don, cante ella y yo, because people weren't sure if you, and he did, right? Mm-hmm. Which I was like, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Pero the song list for me was really great. Aside from, I would say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it an 8. Overall.
Okay, that's pretty strong.
What's your take?
Okay, so my take, positives, definitely the stage, and like just like the graphics and all that stuff. Stage production was really cool. Not even related to him, the crowd. I love the crowd that showed up.
Oh, the crowd was so good.
Toronto, or just people that came in, because I know there's a lot of people that came in from Winnipeg and other places as well. They showed up.
Wasn't it funny I'm not going to talk about the DJ just yet.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it in a second.
When
the DJ, the pre-DJ is mixing and everybody's singing along, and then Gato comes on, Tusa, and then it gets to Nicki Minaj, and nobody knew the words.
And he called everybody else, too.
Yeah, he called everybody else. But the crowd interaction and knowing the words, wow.
It was amazing. So the crowd showed up, and that plays a huge thing, in my opinion, when you go to a concert. The set list was great. I will say, algunas canciones que normalmente I don't like when I listen to them, but the way that he, like, or I don't know, the production people, they like remixed the songs or the instrumentals a little bit. They changed them up, and I actually enjoyed those songs.
That's
live.
True, because my most hated reggaeton song.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually one of
those. Yeah.
And I didn't find it as chaotic, and I'm going to get a lot of flack porque yo sé que la gente le encanta esta canción, Mayor Que Yo.
Yeah, that's
when
still boggles
I hear
me.
It to it. Like when I listen to that song, I'm like, it's so like it's just like a lot of noise.
Yeah,
wasn't like that in the show.
Yeah, so I found that to be very surprising for me. I really enjoyed some of the songs that I don't really mess with. Mm-hmm. yeah, and then you kind of touched base on this a little bit. The fact that he had a lot of pauses. I felt that he had too many of the little intermission videos. Like, you know, the...
Yeah, they were a little too long.
Yeah, too long, exactly.
And also, I feel like his beginning intro, mm-hmm. right? I feel like it should have been more him displaying his accolades and in historically
exactly.
things that have happened.
Because like, this is his whole thing, right?
Yeah,
it's
as opposed
comeback.
To like a 30-second, like... chair turn. Like, yeah, it was a long turn.
Honestamente, I'm gonna sound like a hater, but like me having, you know, background in dance, those dancers were not going full out. It just looked like they were doing like a practice run.
Yeah, they
it was a little
tired.
It was a little disappointing. And then I would record the dancers because I'm like, okay, I want to get this choreography. And then every time I would record, I'm like, oh no, like my dancer friends are gonna be like, that's horrible. I'm not gonna play that.
The only thing that I was impressed with was like los chamaquitos con los culos, like shaking those nalgas.
Salt
right?
shakers?
Yeah, like those guys had a good booty shake, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that and then obviously one of the highlights, and you just kinda teased on this, the fact we got to see DJ Nelson.
I didn't know he was there.
I actually knew and I forgot. And then so when he showed up, I'm like, oh my god, DJ Nelson. So for the people that don't know, DJ Nelson is one of the most legendary pioneers of the genre. He put on Looney Tunes,
Evie Queen,
like just a bunch of people. So the fact that we got to witness him doing his thing, and he killed that set.
Oh man, his set
murdered
was
that
crazy.
It was amazing. And then they also had the other guy that was opening. I can't remember his name right now, but he had an opener.
Oh my god, he always talks about him on, and that's why he was like, oh, I'm gonna come out so you can put a face to the name. And it's
it's like one of his artists or guys that he co-signed. He did pretty good too.
Yeah, I did appreciate that.
But so, yeah, all in all, those it was a great
out of 10. What do you rate it?
I'd say an 8.
Right,
it's just like, but here's the thing, like it's like we're pretty strong critics, I guess, because we've gone to so many concerts, you and I.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen different stage productions.
Like, 10 is DUI.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
11 is Janet, but 10 is DUI.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's
100%.
Based on that.
And then, see, for me, like, I'm even comparing it when I went to go see Bad Bunny at Madison Square Garden in 2019. And that, to me, was like, pinnacle, in my opinion, just because of everything that I mentioned with the crowd and like stage production and stuff. But yeah, all in all, I definitely would give it an 8.
So, okay, so you made this comment when we were out there that, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's gone through his stuff. We're not going to get into it.
Yeah, that's
another episode.
He's
gone through his stuff. He had a chip on his shoulder. He went through some.
Him and Daddy
and
Yankee.
He talks about it, and now he's humbled, and he's like, but is he? So here's what I found out.
Oh, a little background tidbit.
A little background.
Yeah.
Here's what I found out. His DJ, not DJ Nelson.
Yeah.
His DJ, his set DJ, was trying to do after parties, like host the official after parties.
Right.
Right? And originally, Don Omar said, yes, you can do it. And then after, like, I don't know what happened, but after, like, a two-day back-and-forth argument, tit-for-tat, he cut it. No, you cannot do anything outside of this. X'd it.
Wow.
X'd it. So the guy couldn't do, and he had them lined up. And I'm like, what?
Dang, that would have been perfect.
But my thing is, I'm like, how do you block someone from getting a bag? Like, let the man get the bag.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're going to tell me that... You're gonna feel butthurt that it's like, oh, you're making money off of my name. If that's your angle, right? Like, do you want a percentage of club money? Really? Like, you know, here's $1,000. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, you know, he seems really humble, but that to me was really crazy that he was like, nope, never mind, you're not doing it. So I don't know if there's something else that happened in the background. But he cut that. No official after parties. Didn't let his DJ make his bag, which I think is terrible.
Yeah,
people can make their bags.
That's a little weird. I would need to hear all three sides. his side, and the truth.
Well, I think you're never going to get that, because he also doesn't like to talk to people. Don Omar is not about press, doesn't like having interviews. From what I heard, he denied every request to do any PR.
Oh, for this tour. Wow.
Yeah. So if you have any type of inkling to try to talk to him, it sounds like it's still a no-go. Why he's like that, I have no idea.
Or the only way to get it is to pay for the meet and greet.
Yeah, the meet and greet, which I don't know if it went well. So here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Con, no merch.
Yes, that's another thing. I totally forgot about that.
I love grabbing a merch.
Yeah, even if it's horrible. Like Daddy Yankees. But
yeah, that was terrible. The people who paid meet and greet, which the meet and greet was $500. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
And you can add it to any ticket. You didn't have to have a specific one. You could have added
it. Which is great.
It's a great option. Yeah. They got merch. Now, I saw the merch. We saw the merch.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal. Terrible. No effort.
It was lazy.
Nothing that I wouldn't have been like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
So.
And they probably would have, I would assume if he did sell it, it would have been priced at a high, like a 70.
Yeah, we know.
Like, you know, no.
Taxed.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So, I would say the cons are like these little things, mm-hmm. but the pros. To be able to see, and I posted it. When I posted my summary of like clips, it was a big pro for me to be able to watch this guy and be like, man, the first, like we talked about it in our podcast, if you listen.
And if you don't, go check it out.
Go check out our podcast. Link in the bio. He was the first, the last one was the first Reggaeton album that I got. So for me, it was very like, oh my God, this is nostalgic. This is crazy, right? So in that regards, the pros definitely outweigh the cons. It was a great show.
And for me, it was a no-brainer. The fact that, you know, we got to see Daddy Yankee, we got to see Don Omar, like the two rivals, like basically it either could have been Daddy Yankee or it could have been Don Omar, where Daddy Yankee is right now, right?
Yeah.
So, but all in all, yeah, we got to see him. I just need to see Tego Calderon now and I'll be good.
You'll be good.
My little trifecta. But
mine is Evie.
And Evie, 100%.
Like, I know she's doing Fuego Fuego, but I want like a full Evie concert.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like how we say with Missy. Like, yeah. We could have seen her at Lovers and Friends,
no,
but we
want
a full Missy tour.
Yeah, I want a full thing. So that's the other one on my list. And then, of course, this weekend.
Bad Bunny.
We got Bad Bunny coming up. We're going to be taking a little trip to Minneapolis and seeing what's up. Now,
what do you think?
So when
hold on, before we go into it, have you seen any clips?
I've made an effort to not.
Okay.
To not look at clips.
Good. I usually don't, but this time I kind of was a little too curious about it.
So the only thing I know is the horse thing, because there's the controversy of animal cruelty. Yep. Is it? And a lot of people are saying, oh, but he's only on the horse for like a couple seconds. It's not that. It's the maintenance of the horse on the tour is what they're concerned about. But let's get back to the main thing is, I originally was super excited because I thought I was going to hear more Verano Sin Ti, and then we find out that he's like, no, it's trap. And I'm like, oh, crap. Like, this does not.
Oh,
like,
look at your bars, eh? Just rapping everything.
So I'm going to it. I'm still going to go, obviously, open arms, and it's going to be a great experience.
Yeah.
But I'm already like kind of low expectations.
Yeah. Well, you know, he did mention when the tickets went on sale, like it's something that most of us missed. There's a little thing that said no reggaeton or something like no.
You know why? Because everyone's rushing to buy the ticket so that they can keep the ticket, right?
Yeah.
So you don't read any of the other stuff. You're just I just need to grab it. I'll figure it out later. And that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. No, so then people didn't realize that it was going to be a trap tour.
Yes.
But then, I mean, this is not going to be a spoiler because we already discussed this off air. He did lie to us, and there's going to be a little set of reggaeton.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
I saw the set list, and I mean, Jambea's on there, so I'm already happy in that regard. So,
but like I said too, for me, like I love old like trap.
Yes.
So I'm excited for it, but I do wish that there was more Verano Sin Ti or Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Ganas, you know?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true.
So those two albums for me are like the pinnacle, you know, Bad Bunny album.
But we'll see. I mean, we're going to go. I have next to no, pretty little like expectation. And I don't mean that I was like, oh, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's just like I'm going in pretty raw, clean slate, basically.
Which is a good
We might be pleasant. I might be super pleasantly. Maybe I might come back and say, oh, 9 out of 10. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see, right? But
stay tuned for next week.
We're going to give you a little recap next week on our Bad Bunny. Keep it locked here at Rompe Radio CKUW 95.9. I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez.
Con luna yeah, a mi lado y la gana está aquí, estamos todos arrebatados. Demasiado enfocado en movimiento, solo quiero ver mi panda en el penthouse. Sí,
sí, y si Dios quiere, en el Lamborghini también. Sí,
todo con tiempo, todo con amor.
Ey, madre mía, cómo el tiempo pasa. Hace par de meses grabando en mi casa. Me siento, daré con el máquina y después chingamos los asientos. Y tírame el cel, dando vueltas en mi ciudad pensando en cosas que yo hice y que voy a hacer. Y solo falta un poquito más, pa' que me vaya y nunca regresa.
Entré con una y la gana está aquí, quito arrebatado. Es demasiado enfocado en movimiento, solo quiero volver cuando se centra.
Vaquera, que con esos tacos y la cartera eres la más dura en la carretera. Dale, monta vaquera. Tú no se la sueltas a cualquiera, pero esta noche quieres con el que quiera. Así que monta vaquera. Hay demasiados elites, espera por esas dos pistolas en tu cadera. Dale, monta vaquera. Tú lo mueves y de qué manera.
Si a la madre, mami.
Porque que tú te la traes, ma. Dime que es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, te mi guay. Ay, que es lo que quieres del túnel, ray. Porque que tú te la traes, ma. Dime que es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, te mi guay. Ay, que es lo que quieres del túnel, ray. Dime que es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, te mi guay.
Si tú quieres te bajo el cielo, dime quién arranca y rompe el hielo. Si tu pelo negro, negro como duelo y largo, lo trago amargo y que te llega hasta el subsuelo. Causa consternación y causa revuelo. Y yo quiero jalártelo en un whisky bien bonita. Y tener un party en el weekend. Y te apuesto que ese baby por ley hoy se va.
Si tú te pegas, mami, con el que de lejito te veo. Hay un orden de... Si tú le metes al perreo, porque que tú te la traes, ma. Dime que es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, te mi guay. Ay, que es lo que quieres del túnel, ray. Porque que tú te la traes, dime que es lo que hay. Esto se va a darlo si se cae. Pa' si no seguir y bye bye, te mi guay. Ay, que es lo que quieres del túnel, ray. Porque que tú te la traes,
ma.
Despierten las olas cuando estoy contigo, ma. No quiero que pasen las horas. Es que como tú no hay nada, na, 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 yeah. Es
se ve otra noche más. El que quiera aprovechar cualquier oportunidad contigo, incluso hacerte padre hijo. Si vos esperas, no sé, yo te elijo. No estoy mintiendo, sabes que te corra lo que digo. Ambos somos mayores, nos gusta lo prohibido. Tenía que hacerlo público. Contigo me siento en un estado crítico. Yo soy un fanático, parando el tráfico, tú eres mi hábito.
Es que como tú no hay nadie. Es que como tú no hay nadie. Es que como tú no hay nadie. Es que como tú no hay nadie.
Sonríe cuando tú lo escuches, cántala mientras te duches. De velas te llené la habitación, y esperando afuera está el osito de peluche. Vamos a encontrarnos en aquel sitio, tu fragancia es mi perfume favorito. Hay mucha que me quiere y no lo niego, pero eres tú la que yo más deseo. Hagámonos de todo en la playa, lento, y dejamos una toalla. Tu cuerpo es de town fire. Queda tiempo todavía, no te vayas. Quiero amanecer en la playa y que no despierten las olas. Cuando estoy contigo, ma, no quiero que pasen las horas. Y es que como tú no hay nadie. Es que como tú no hay nadie. Y es que como tú no hay nadie.
San Miguera, no hay quien te enamore. Dice que le gusta de todos los sabores. Va a la calle fresca, el sol le huele a flores. No sufre de mal de amores, ya le tiene. Y de sandunque, oh, hoy se va a tirar con ese mené. Oh, trajo pan de fili y quiere darle fuego. Oh, le tiran la cupa y dice ya le llego. Lo que quieren, sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Ricky, 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 aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Ricky, 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 y estamos parisito. Hoy se va a vestir con cuartito para romper fuego esta noche. Mañana será bonito. Y si la ves, se le cuesta. Ahora que está crecida para la malla es un problema. Dice le gusta la plena. La burla del sistema. Yo te lo doy, tú me lo das. Yo no me voy, tú no te vas. Sé que te gusta la suciedad. Yo dije cuando la vi, no me comprometí. Aquí, sandunque, oh, voy aquí, sandunque, oh, voy aquí, freaky, 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 voy aquí, sandunque, oh, voy aquí, sandunque, oh, voy aquí, sandunque, oh, voy aquí, freaky, 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 voy aquí, voy aquí, voy aquí, voy aquí, voy aquí, sandunque. Fresca, eso le huele a flores. No sufre de mal de amores, ya le tiene sin pide. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Freaky, 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 voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Sandunque, oh, voy aquí. Freaky, 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 voy aquí.
No existe nadie como tú que me robe los besos. Si estar contigo es un pecado, llévame al infierno. Yo no te saco de mi mente, la bellaquera está presente. Hay relaciones pa' un momento y la de nosotros para siempre. No existe nadie como tú que me robe los besos. Si estar contigo es un pecado, llévame al infierno. Yo no te saco de mi mente,
mente, la bellaquera está presente. Hay relaciones para un momento y la de nosotros para siempre.
Ya, yeah. Me tienes mirando el reloj esperando. Mi bicho no tiene pela y tú lo estás extrañando. No grites alto que te están escuchando. La vecina nos está celando, espiando. Con una mano yo te jalo el pelo y en tu boca te gusta que te meta los dedos. Quieres lengua para que se venga un aguacero. Si te soy sincero, yo por ti me muero.
Ya llevo tiempo esperando por la ocasión que me den la oportunidad de tenerte. Yo me enredé en tu piel esa última vez y tengo ganas de volver a verte. Ya llevo tiempo esperando por la ocasión que me den la oportunidad de tenerte. Yo me enredé en tu piel esa última vez y tengo ganas de volver a verte.
No existe nadie como tú que me robe los besos. Si estás contigo es un pecado, llévame al infierno. Yo no te saco de mi mente, la bellaquera está presente. Hay relaciones pa' un momento y la de nosotros para siempre.
Yeah. Pásame un blon, que vamos a llenar esto de humo. Philly tras Philly, como y desayuno. Estábamos esperando el momento oportuno. Mientras te chingo, nos volvemos yeah. uno. Me hipnotiza la fuerza que tiene tu sonrisa. Tan solo con tocarme, toda la piel se me eriza. Vamos a hacerlo despacio, que no tenemos prisa. Si te alejas de mí, la vida entera
nadie
se frisa.
Como tú, se trepa encima con esa actitud. Me gusta verte, no apagues la luz. Las emociones van a otro nivel y eso lo logras tú.
Solamente tú.
Tú solo llámame y yo te aterrizo. La bellaquera te la garantizo. Solo contigo es que me siento rico.
Un bebé.
No existe nadie como tú que me robe los besos.
We got some hot topics.
Welcome back, welcome back. All right, so first thing first, we want to talk about Los Tigres del Norte. They are obviously one of the GOATs in that genre. Everybody knows them. And so they just made history. So what happened was they attended the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and they broke attendance records. So they had a drawing of 75,595 fans during the rodeo's Gotejano Day. So shout out to them, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. They are not playing around. So yeah, they sold out Energy Stadium just days after. So, and that was more than 70,000 fans. So they are, you know, they hold weight in that genre. And speaking of breaking records and attendance records and whatnot, our Bichota.
Oh, my girl.
Carol G does it again. So she made broke another record with her Mañana Será Bonito tour. So when she was out in Costa Rica this week, she did obviously, you know, El Salvador, Costa Rica, the whole Central American thing. She sold out nearly 105,000 tickets between her two sold out shows in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Oh my God.
So that was March 9th and 10th, becoming the highest ticket sales ever for a concert in Central America.
I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. she is the highest, she has the most ticket sales for any Latin artist of all time. I read that on the weekend.
I know that she got that award from Billboard, if I'm not mistaken, or the Grammys, one of the two, like for the, you know how when they give you the prize for the best selling tour, I think it was a Latin Grammys actually.
Yes, yeah, there's that. So this is actually a different category.
Okay.
So she actually, because that one's based on the year. Right. So this one is actually of all time. So she's now hit that record as well. I'm like, this is insane. And then, of course, what I'm looking forward to, mm-hmm. she's getting her jersey. So if you haven't heard, Barcelona is coming out with a jersey with her rumored, rumored that it's the heart, the tattoo heart.
Oh yeah, with the little wire.
Yeah, like the Bichota. Yeah, the Bichota. So they're coming out, and it's a partnership with Spotify. They have a partnership with Spotify where Spotify indicates to them what artists they need to be displaying on their jersey. So each game has a different. She's getting her own.
That's crazy.
Which is, whoever thought of that partnership? Amazing. That is such great branding and crossover. So shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Barcelona. doing their thing. So it is coming out. It's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to go like hot cakes.
That's crazy. Actually, you know what? Additionally to that, going back to the whole, and this actually kind of goes hand in hand with Barcelona. So she also broke another record in Europe. So she has achieved a groundbreaking feat, becoming the first artist to sell out shows at Santiago Stadium in Madrid.
So I think the question is, like, what stadium can't she sell out? Like, what can't she do?
She needs to come to Winnipeg.
Oh, my God. She would need, like, 7 shows just to, like, match one of these stadiums.
Man, that's crazy.
But she's doing her thing.
Did they mention anything about when they're going to come out with this jersey?
With a jersey? I can't remember the exact date, but it is the first or second week of April.
Dang. Yeah.
So what a great,
whatever time you get that, are you going to try to get one?
Oh, I'm going to try to get one for sure.
I'll get one in an extra large.
So I think that's really cool. I think it's really dope. Whoever works at Spotify and thought of this, or Barcelona that thought of it, like, genius, genial to
and
do
this
that.
This is why Spotify is better than Apple Music. Yeah. Don't know much.
Yeah, so she's crushing it. We know that. Another merger.
Yeah, so another merger that just got announced. So AEG and CMN Events have joined forces. So this merger is actually pretty cool.
What does that mean? So what does that mean for us, the consumer?
It's more so for, not so much for us, but more so for Latin artists, okay. I would say. So CMN was founded by Henry Cardenas back in 2001. So it's a major force in Latin music, also with sports, promoting global tours, etc. So they've been behind a lot of the tours for Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, even like this last one. So the fact that they got to merge with AEG, which is the world's second largest live event company, is huge.
Yeah, that's massive.
I mean, you know what? Actually, this might actually be good for us, the consumer, now that I'm thinking about it, because we don't have to deal with that Ticketmaster dynamic pricing stuff. Maybe.
Do you think this is also going to create more tours in more cities, or just more tours in general?
I should be asking you, because you're the promoter. What do you think, Marcela?
Well, I'm in my head, if you're doing a merger such like this, then it's because company A is going to company B, because company B has all more connects.
Right.
Right. You don't ever partner up with someone unless
it benefits both.
Right. So in my experience, when you partner up, it's because they are going to be able to take you to the next level. The next level would be, how do we make more concerts, more stadiums happen, and so forth. So
right.
I think for the consumer, I think we're going to see an influx of concerts, which, I mean, we're already seeing, but right. I think it's going to be a lot more.
And this just goes to show the power in our música latina.
Well, even, I mean, even if you listen to the podcast with like Carter versus Yolanda, Carter mentioned how, like, in Thailand, Latin music is really big and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you might start seeing that exposure coming in with this partnership.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and you're
I'm excited to see that.
Seeing a lot of crossovers. Of course, another one, Drake, Peso Pluma.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So when he was out in San Antonio, Drake had, he always usually has his people that he shouts out during the tour or whatever. And Peso Pluma was out there. So everyone was started going nuts. And now the speculation, are they going to do a collab? But here's a little interesting thing that I thought is, you know, Drake's people are pushing Chino Baca, what's his name?
Yeah, Bacas, yeah.
Chino Bacas. So does that create a conflict or does
interest?
That become like a thing where they could connect both of them?
It depends on how you play it. Like, if you could definitely look at it as a conflict, but if you were smart, you would have both of them on a track with you.
Yeah.
Like, if I
the
was
new,
Drake.
Like, the new guy versus, like, the guy on top.
Yeah.
With you being, you know, Drake.
And I saw, like, the clips from the crew, and it was like, yeah, like, Bissell was hanging out with them, like, all day, like, whatnot. So it definitely looks like a relationship is being built. So that might be the perfect play, is, like, having Bissell, Bacas, Drake all on one shot and see what it is.
Man, imagine if it was a track, not even with Chino, but imagine if it was Drake, Bissell, and Benito.
Woo!
That would break.
Oh my God.
Break things.
But, and then but the expectation would be so high that like you have to hit like heavy.
No, you would have to. But also I feel that people would just from the curiosity would probably break streaming.
Oh, easily. You know what I mean? Easily. Curiosity would kill the cat.
Yeah. No pun intended.
A lot of collabs going down. Of course, we're always going to keep you in the know and let you know what's going on. Keep it locked here. Next week, we're going to be talking about our experience at the Bad Bunny concert.
Bad Bunny, baby.
So keep it locked here on CKUW 95.9. Thank you, Winnipeg, for rocking with us each and every week. I'm your girl, Marcella J, alongside Sanchez.
A la modelo de revista. Tú no estás viendo la chapeza, mamacita. La cara más linda y el culo más duro del vecindario. Rebota, chipero, capo, ya te empresario. Háblale de cuarto, de vanidad y Bugatti. Si te lo va a mamá, no va a ser de gratis. Mi Dora, 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 mamá, Dora. Se arrodilla, Dilla, Dilla y me lo adora. Y le cae a besito. A mí me encanta majala como un frito. Y le cae a besito. A mí me encanta majala como un frito.
Quiero un alfa que le dé sal a comer. Víctor Alcoba, coba, coba. Primero te emboba, después te lo roba, mientras te lo soba, soba, soba. Te dice papi, baje sin panty, aquí está tu loba, loba, loba. La cuenta te explora, Dora quiere ser tu administradora, Dora, Dora. Dora quiere diamante, no quiere Pandora. Siempre anda aspirando, es una aspiradora. Quiere un animal para ser su domadora, que la haga temblar como una lavadora, Dora.